Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 6, Part 4, Clearing the Interference and Relaxing with What Comes Your Way. Now, you know that the only relevant interference that we're dealing with here is the heightened emotional charge. Then the question becomes, do you have enough awareness to spot this heightened emotional charge for what it is? So now we're going to prepare to clear the interference. And I want you to know that there's a download here for you, which has all of the information in this module, on this part, printed out for you, the steps for preparation and the questions to clear the interference. So if you want, pause the video, go print that out right now so that you have it, and that'll make it easier for you to focus on what I'm saying while you can look at what's on the PDF download. And it's called, Part 4, the preparations and questions for clearing interference. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Take one interference that you marked on your map. Now, you remember you went through your landmarks and you put a check mark or a star by the ones that you absolutely did not want to experience. Those are the things I'm talking about. You want to take one interference, just pick one, it doesn't matter what, that you marked on your map, and you're going to do the following four steps in relationship to it. And as you learn these, you'll do it very quickly. Step one, place your attention where your resistance to experiencing this is happening in your body. Okay? You're going to have resistance. That's why you marked it. So notice where you feel it and put your attention there. Is it in your head, your jaws, your eyes, your neck? Wherever in your body you're feeling it is where you want to place your attention. Okay? Step number two, notice the sensations that make up the feeling of your resistance in your body. Are they hot or cold, warm or cool, icy sensations or fiery? Is it numbness or is it stinging? Is the resistance moving or is it stationary like a big block of concrete? Is it loose or is it taut? Just pay attention to how it actually feels from the perspective of sensation. All right. Step number three. Images. Are there any pictures here associated with your resistance of people, individuals, or groups, of any objects? Because objects can have sensations as well in the privacy of our mind anyway. Notice the details of your pictures. Are they in black and white or color? Are they close to you or are they distant and far away? Are they big so they surround you like in 3D? Or are they tiny and small and maybe in front of you or off to the side? So just notice the details of the images that are making up your resistance. And step four is notice if there are any sounds associated with this resistance. Loud or soft? Are they far away or close? Are they melodious or noisy or rhythmic or discordant? And are they the sounds of people that people make or the sounds of nature? Or is it just static and white noise? Just all you're doing is looking to find out what actually makes up this resistance. So once you've done that, then you're going to introduce the mystical perspective. So now while you're focusing on the negative experience in your body as just directed, you've put your attention on it, it's on the landmark, the experience you do not want to have in your life, right? And you're just focusing on it, you know what it looks like, sounds like, feels like. You're going to ask these three questions. These are the three mystical viewpoints. What if this experience is only a waning of my strengths? And notice what happens in your body as you open to contemplating this possibility in the presence of this negative feeling in your body. Question number two, what if this experience is a signal to rebalance, renew, and expand myself? And notice your body as you receive this navigational guidance for the rhythms of life and your emotional body. Just notice how it feels in your body. And remember, you're still focusing on the negative feeling. Now, it may be a little less already. And question number three, what if this experience is not in any way a statement about my identity, not a statement about who I am or my value, worth, or goodness as a person? Notice what happens in your body as you reflect on the possibility of this being true. Those are your three tips and three mystical perspectives. Now, check it out. Does your body feel any different? At this point, for most people, most of the heightened emotional charge will simply have dissipated, and you can say goodbye to it for good. The resistance to this experience will be, for most people, generally greatly reduced at this point. So you want to test it, though, to make sure that it's actually gone. So what you do is recall your unwanted experience that gave you so much trouble and notice what happens in your body. Does the heightened emotional charge return? Is it still there, but very much less of an annoyance? So the body response, is it different? Do you feel a new willingness to be present to the unpleasant experience? Have you retired the resistance? Has it just gone away and laid down its troublesome presence to you? Can you accept the landmark's presence on the loop as something that you're going to meet potentially again and again in your life's journey? If your answer to all these is yes, then you're doing great. Now, sometimes it's not, and the emotional charge is still intense. So, not to worry. There are a few more tricks that I have to share here, and one of them is by strengthening your connection to the larger living system, which we'll talk about in the next module, and also tools from energy psychology, which are going to be in the next video and the bonus video, which I have here for you, what to do when the charge is still intense. But if you can answer yes to all those other questions now, let's give it a go. Take each landmark you do not want to experience, that's your normal relationship to it, and run through the previous process one by one, identifying the four things about it, your attention, the sensations, the pictures, and the sounds, and then the three questions. Do it one landmark at a time. Oftentimes they're all over the place and we're running after them, trying to do them all at the same time. Don't do that. One landmark at a time. Find the location in the body, find the sensations, the images, and the sounds, just as I said. And then you want to stay focused on the unpleasant experience in the body. Contemplate the three questions offering the mystic's eye perspectives and notice how the experience feels in your body before and after you introduce the new perspectives. The difference should be noticeable. So you can pause the video and give that a go and see how it works. So the mystic perspectives in action essentially are, what if the experience is only a waning of the strength? What if the experience is a signal to rebalance, renew, and expand? And what if the experience is not in any way a statement of my identity, who I am, my value, worth, or goodness as a person? These three things you want to put on a little card and have it. What do you do when you make a little card? I can't remember what you call it, but you make it hard. It's a piece of paper and you put something on it, makes it hard, like plasticize it, and keep it with you all the time. Anytime you want to use these three perspectives, you pull them out of your pocket and ask yourself these three questions. It's amazing what it can do to shift your viewpoint towards what it is you're experiencing. So when you've done all this, you're going to ask yourself, am I there yet? Have I gotten to the place I want to be? The body will be less stressed in the presence of the previously unwanted experiences. If you can say yes to that, then you know you're there. Are you feeling more at peace with the landmarks that you identified in step one, particularly the ones that you said you never ever wanted to meet on the road again? If you can say yes, it's great. Because you know then that all the unconscious mind objections have been answered. If you can say yes, the unconscious mind is saying, oh, okay, I agree with this. It's all right. You can go ahead. Because remember, the unconscious mind is the source of permission for change. And that is why we're going to all this trouble to get it on the side of what you would like to have happen in your life and your consciousness from now on. Now, the next video is going to show you how to know if you're there yet for absolutely sure. Okay? So before you jump into the homework or after, go ahead and make sure that you run at least a few of your landmarks through this process just to get the hang of it. Okay, here's the homework. What are the four preparation steps for clearing your interference? What are the three questions that make use of the mystical perspectives? Can you clear more than one interference at a time? And I would like to say that your unconscious mind, after it gets the knack of this, can in fact do just that. But not in the beginning. You have to give it time to learn. Do you go to your body or to your mind to assess your success in this process, and why? And do you have to answer all your unconscious objections to these new views? Why or why not? Okay, enjoy answering, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.